shops to all but the biggest brands. Today, small startup teams can profoundly change behavior by guiding users through a series of experiences I call hooks. The more often users run through these hooks, the more likely they are to form habits. How I got hooked. In 2008, I was among a team of Stanford MBAs starting a company backed by some of the brightest investors in Silicon Valley. Our mission was to build a platform for placing advertising into the booming world of online social games. Notable companies were making hundreds of millions of dollars selling virtual cows on digital farms, while advertisers were spending huge sums of money to influence people to buy whatever they were peddling. I admit, I didn't get it at first and found myself standing at the water's edge wondering, how do they do it? At the intersection of these two industries dependent on mind manipulation, I embarked upon a journey to learn how products change our actions and, at times, create compulsions. How did these companies engineer user behavior? What were the moral implications of building potentially addictive products? Most important, could the same forces that made these experiences so compelling also be used to build products to improve people's lives? Where could I find the blueprints for forming habits? To my disappointment, I found no guide. Businesses skilled in behavior design guarded their secrets, and although I uncovered books, white papers, and blog posts tangentially related to the topic, there was no how-to manual for building habit-forming products. I began documenting my observation of hundreds of companies to uncover patterns in user experience designs and functionality. Although every business had its unique flavor, I sought to identify the commonalities behind the winners and understand what was missing among the losers. I looked for insights from academia drawing upon consumer psychology, human-computer interaction, and behavioral economics research. In 2011, I began sharing what I learned and started working as a consultant to a host of Silicon Valley companies, from small startups to Fortune 500 enterprises. Each client provided an opportunity to test my theories, draw new insights, and refine my thinking. I began blogging about what I learned at nearandfar.com, and my essays were syndicated to other sites. Readers soon began writing in with their own observations and examples. In the fall of 2012, Dr. Baba Shiv and I designed and taught a class at the Stanford Graduate School of Business on the science of influencing human behavior. The next year, I partnered with Dr. Steph Habif to teach a similar course at the Hasso Plattner Institute of Design. These years of distilled research and real-world experience resulted in the creation of the hook model, a four-phase process companies use to form habits. Through consecutive hook cycles, successful products reach their ultimate goal of unprompted user engagement, bringing users back repeatedly without depending on costly advertising or aggressive messaging. While I draw many examples from technology companies, given my industry background, hooks are everywhere, in apps, sports, movies, games, and even our jobs. Hooks can be found in virtually any experience that burrows into our minds, and often our wallets. The four steps of the hook model provide the framework for the chapters of this book. 1. Trigger. A trigger is the actuator of behavior, the spark plug in the engine. Triggers come in two types, external and internal. Habit-forming products start by alerting users with external triggers, like an email, a website link, or the app icon on a phone. For example, suppose Barbara, a young woman in Pennsylvania, happens to see a photo in her Facebook news feed taken by a family member from a rural part of the state. It's a lovely picture, and because she is planning a trip there with her brother Johnny, the external trigger's call to action, in marketing and advertising lingo, intrigues her and she clicks. By cycling through successive hooks, users begin to form associations with internal triggers, which attach to existing behaviors and emotions. When users start to automatically cue their next behavior, the new habit becomes part of their everyday routine. Over time, Barbara associates Facebook with her need for social connection. Chapter 2 explores